The night of October 17th, 2006 was one of honor, remembrance, and rocking out. In Patchogue, Long Island, a gathering of artists and enthusiasts occurred. It was all to mark the creation of the Long Island Music Hall of Fame. While it has no permanent location, the Hall of Fame was opened on this electrifying night by artists who inducted each other with enervating celebration. From John Coltrane to Twisted Sister, Peter Criss to Joan Jett, and Vanilla Fudge to Perry Como to Billy Joel, Long Island's biggest names in music were all there. American Idol's Kevin Covace, who inducted Perry Como, expressed his excitement for the event.
You know, just being fortunate enough to induct someone like Perry Como, I mean, a legend, and it's just amazing. I'm truly blessed to be here, and to be amongst these legends, it's great.
A sentiment of pride for Long Island was felt by all and keenly expressed by Billy Joel in his keynote speech.
And I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to grow up here and experience the influence of this dynamic. This is an island of extremes, and our music reflects that.
A theme of unity pervaded the night, as some, like musician Paul Schaefer, reflected.
A program that honors Peter Criss and Kiss, and then honors John Coltrane and Mose Allison, and George Gershwin, and the Fudge. You know, in the same evening, you see an awful lot of music. Great music came out of this place.
Also tapping on this theme was Billy Joel, as he noted the common geography we all share.
Aside from the Bronx, every New York City borough is on an island. Manhattan Island, Staten Island, Brooklyn and Queens are on Long Island. You got Bedloe's Island. You got Randall's Island, Liberty Island, Ellis Island, Roosevelt Island, Rikers Island, Governor's Island, Ward's Island, Coney Island, City Island, Fire Island, Morgan's Island, Hart Island, Robbins Island, Shelter Island, Gardner's Island, Plum Island.
Long Island's own Music Hall of Fame is a profound thing to happen, as one of its inductees, Joan Jett, pointed out.
The fact that it exists is important because there's a viable music scene here. You know, a lot of great songwriters, a lot of great bands that have gone on to a lot of success. So I think sometimes being so close to a big city like Manhattan, you know, New York City is the capital of the world, so it's easy to get overlooked. So I think it's really neat, special, really cool that this is being done. I'm very happy.
All in all, this Music Hall of Fame is a product of Long Island that inspires a drive to recognize true success. For WRHU, I'm Johnny Miller.